This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 1, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures near 80. A month ago, a 160-foot blade fell 500 feet from the giant wind turbine at Applied Materials in Gloucester, located at the Blackburn Industrial Park. According to Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga, the city is still waiting for a report from the owners of the turbine, explaining what caused the mechanical failure on July 31.
I got the a text like at, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the morning, letting me know that it had fallen off. And it was like, you know, one of those double take things, like, what are you talking about? But where it stands today is it is privately owned by Applied Materials. They have asked us to send all press referrals to through their press office. And we are sort of on standby waiting for updates. There's really nothing more I can add to that story.
No one was hurt in that incident. With the state's primary election set for this coming Tuesday, September 6, there is a statehouse seat open in Salem. Paul Tucker will be vacating the seat as he is running for Essex County District Attorney. The 7th Essex seat has three candidates running to replace Tucker. They are Gene Collins, Manny Cruz, and Domingo Dominguez. All three candidates have held local offices in Salem. The open 8th District House seat that serves Marblehead, Swampscott, and a small part of Lynn will be replacing Lori Ehrlich. The six candidates running are Jerry Armini, Diane Slavitt-Bayless, Teresa Terry-Taro, Tristan Smith, Doug Thompson, and Polly Tedcombe. The site of the former Porthole restaurant on the Linway is for sale again. The restaurant was sold 4 years ago and was torn down. Nothing's been built on the site since. Now the Daily Item of Lynn is reporting that the owner of the land, Patrick McGrath, has the property up for sale with the hope of a buyer to build luxury condos on that Lynn property. And last evening, in Salem, a pedestrian was struck and dragged by a car in Washington Square. The Salem News is reporting that there was a large police presence in the area, and there was not information on the condition of the man struck by the car or the driver of the car. SalemNews.com will be updating that story. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Twins last night in Minnesota 6-5. The Sox are back at home tonight to host the Rangers at Fenway Park. There is some local men's college soccer on the schedule for tonight. Norwich is at Endicott, LaSalle at Salem State. Both games are scheduled to start at 7 tonight. Endicott College opens their football season on Saturday at St. Lawrence. Head coach Paul McGonigal.
I think it's a little different this year than last year. I think last year we both teams kind of was unknown. I think this year each team has at least a game on each other. Plus we come out of the COVID year. We travel there. It'll be, you know, a long trip for us. But at the same time, we had a couple long trips last year. I think that if you ask our team, they'll say it was kind of more of a bonding trip. It's been good motivation during camp to tell guys, like, hey, if you want to keep working hard, you're on the bus, or why you're not on the bus. It's not just a home game and everybody dresses. But I think first games are always one of the tougher games in the year. Not to say games aren't tough, but because each team had all spring and preseason, maybe changed some of their identity or some we had coaching changes, they had coaching changes. So, you know, it usually takes a little while to figure out what each team's going to do.
Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. Again, they open up Saturday at St. Lawrence. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.